Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com with another study in the book of Revelation. We've been studying chapter 13 about the Great Tribulation period, and we're now on verse 17, part 2. The title of the study is No Man is Able to Buy or Sell Except He That Has the Mark of the Beast. Let me first read that verse, and then we'll go into an introduction and a review of our last study, and then we'll go into a short study on the remaining last part of verse 17. That verse reads, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." In our last study of Revelation 13, verse 17, part 1, that you can click on to be refreshed of, we learned that to buy or sell does not mean to buy or sell material goods of any kind. Rather, it means to receive or bring the very Word of God, Jesus Christ, respectively. Therefore, when we had learned that the beast, that includes Satan, his demon helpers, and his counterfeit Christian helpers, ongoingly caused all who were in the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, and even to this very day, to be given a mark on their right hand or upon their forehead, and that no man was able to buy or to sell except he that had the mark during that great tribulation, and even to this very day, meant that unless a man had the mark of the beast, he could not declare what he had learned was the very Word of God for these latter days that we are now in. And since it was God's true elect alone who had not been given the mark of the beast while still yet in the Christian churches during that great tribulation, before they had all followed Christ to depart out, they, God's true people, were kept from being able to proclaim the very truths of God's word for these latter days. Namely, that God's final judgment on this world had begun at the house of God, the whole corporate Christian church, on May 21, 1988, and that the spiritual church age then also came to an end, with the Holy Spirit having then begun to depart out, and the man of sin, the counterfeit Holy Spirit in Christ, Satan himself, having been loosed from the pit to take the place of the true Holy Spirit in the corporate Christian church to bring it, eventually, to complete spiritual desolation by September 7th, 1994, without virtually anyone in all the Christian churches even knowing it. God's people were also then, at that time, proclaiming salvation to have come to an end in all the Christian churches to begin the Great Tribulation, and that salvation would soon come to an end as well for the entire world outside of the churches on May 21, 2011, as it did. Furthermore, after the Great Tribulation began on May 21, 1988, God's people were also proclaiming all the rest of the Word of God for the latter days as they were learning it. But they were soon not able to proclaim it within the Christian churches because they were not ongoingly being given the mark of the beast like all the many false Christians in the Christian churches had been being given. No, instead, being the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11, God's elect were spiritually killed, that is, silenced, and so could not proclaim the very truths of God's word within the Christian churches. And you can click on Revelation 11, verses 7 through 10, to learn more about that. Thus, the people in the Christian churches would not listen to God's true elect, but they instead silenced them. That is, spiritually killed them, and even threw them out of the churches in some cases. Yes, we, the true people of God, have all been considered false prophets, just like our Lord Jesus was when he came to his own, but his own rejected him, even to this very day. And even though we can back up what we say with Holy Scripture, they do not understand, because it is written in parabolic or symbolic language, a lot of it, so that as we read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 through 15, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Indeed, they have just not been given the ears to hear, and the eyes to see. For it is all hidden to them in the parabolic or symbolic language that God's Word often uses for the purpose of hiding truth from those whom He is bringing judgment against. And Jesus spoke to them through what He had said to the Old Testament church when He said to them in Luke 13, verse 34, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that is, O Christian churches, of which the old earthly Jerusalem was but a type, which kills, that is, if not physically kills, then spiritually kills, that is, silences them, the prophets, and stones them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. God's true people then have not been able to proclaim, that is, sell, the very truth of the Word of God for these latter days within the Christian churches. Nor can they receive, that is, buy, the false Word of God or gospels and teachings for these days being proclaimed in the Christian churches. Indeed, God's true people have not been able to bring, that is, sell, the true Word of God for these days in the Christian churches, because God's true people do not have the mark of the beast that everyone else has that are in the Christian churches. Instead, having been being given the mark of the beast, the Christian churches have spiritually killed God's true prophets and people, namely the two witnesses, who do not have the mark of the beast. That is, they have silenced them by not allowing them ministry in the corporate Christian church. For according to them, we are false prophets unworthy to be listened to. Yes, all those in the Christian churches have the mark of the beast, because they worship and serve the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist and man of sin that you can click on to learn exactly who he is, Satan himself, also called the beast and abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Nevertheless, all those in the Christian churches will swear that they worship and serve the true Christ. For as we read about them in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12, we read, even him, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist or man of sin, Satan himself, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, not only have God's true people not been able to proclaim, that is, sell, the very truth of God's word for these latter days, because they do not have the mark of the beast, but this is also why they cannot receive, that is, buy, the false word of God for these days being proclaimed in all the Christian churches. That is what it means that no man is able to buy or sell except that he has the mark. Whereas God's elect can neither buy or sell in the Christian churches because they have not the mark, and indeed are no longer even in the Christian churches. On the other hand, all those who are still in the Christian churches can both buy or sell their false gospels or teachings because they do have the mark of the beast. Therefore, if any man is able to proclaim, that is, freely sell, the true word of God for these days in the Christian churches, or receive, that is, freely buy, the true word of God for these days in the Christian churches, he must have the mark of the beast. And he must, therefore, worship and serve the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist or man of sin, the dragon, Satan himself. And since God's true people have not been able to either buy or sell the true word of God for these days in the Christian churches, they will not normally be found in any Christian church. No, they have departed out from all the Christian churches, just as the true Holy Spirit in Christ did depart out beginning on May 21, 1988, when the spiritual church age ended and God's final judgment on this world began at the house of God, the whole corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches worldwide. Now, in this study, let's stop and think a little about what all this means. First, as God's elect and true prophets of God, we must not be deceived like all the others. Just because someone claims to be a Christian means nothing if that person has not departed out from their church. For if they have not followed Christ and the Holy Spirit to depart out from all the Christian churches, what Christ and Holy Spirit are they following? Not the true one, obviously. And because they have remained in their Christian churches, they have ongoingly been being given the spiritual mark of the beast, which means they serve and worship the beast, the counterfeit Christ and Antichrist, the devil himself, without even knowing it. It makes no difference that they are extremely moral churchgoers, for that is why the final judgment on this world began at all the Christian churches. It is because they believe and follow only those things that their own hearts tell them is right, and they are blinded to all the rest, especially those things written in parabolic or symbolic language that God uses to blind them as judgment against them. I heard one so-called Christian say it all so well. He said, "My dad always taught me to follow my gut instinct. So if I feel it in my gut, he said, he knows it is true and so should follow it." But that can be so far from the truth. For the heart, apart from true salvation. The Word of God says is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's so deceitful and desperately wicked that the hearts of those people, they can't even know when they're being deceived. So, how can anyone trust their own gut before they trust the very Word of God? They can because they were never saved by the power of the Holy Spirit that gives one a new heart or resurrected soul. Oh, they believed in Christ and said the sinner's prayer. They were baptized in water. They led moral lives. They went to church. And they outwardly seem to do everything they are supposed to do to show they are Christians. Nevertheless, they were never truly born from above by the power of the Holy Spirit to be given a new heart or resurrected soul by the hand of God alone and not by the hands of men. You see, when the Scripture says in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life," you have to ask the question, what does it mean to believe in Him according to Holy Scripture? It does not mean that you can just believe in Him by your own mind or just accept Jesus into your heart and you are now saved like all too many have been falsely led to believe. For you must take into account all Scripture before coming to any conclusion. No, other Scripture also says that you must be born from above by the power of God, which results in your believing in or your accepting of Him, and not the other way around. That is, we don't believe to be born from above, but we are truly born from above when our believing stems from having been given a new heart or resurrected soul. When we have been spiritually and supernaturally born from above, which comes only by the hand of God alone upon hearing His Word. For faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10 verse 17. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, the Pharisee, in the often quoted verse in John 3, verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again," literally, it says, born from above, "he cannot see the kingdom of God." So, if your belief comes from just your own mind instead of through the supernatural power of having been born from above, you are not saved. Unfortunately, that is how it is for the vast majority of the people who claim to believe in Christ and so think they are saved or at least being saved when they actually are not, because they have not actually experienced the supernatural power of God that gives them a spiritual rebirth and new heart from above, which alone results in the true faith. And of course, in this day of the many days of Judgment Day that we began on May 21, 2011, the only thing that anyone can do is believe with their own minds, which alone will never save them. For God has no longer been imparting a new heart or resurrected soul to anyone. He is no longer eternally saving anyone who was not already saved by May 21, 2011. Judgment Day has come, and who can stand? And you can click on any one of these verses listed for evidence or proof that salvation has already ended. But even before May 21, 2011 came, when salvation was still possible, what is being said was already then proven over and over again. even when hundreds of people at a Billy Graham crusade, for instance, or in any church for that matter, would come forward and believe in Christ, the truth is that after only a few years, very few of those who came forward and believed were still following Christ. That is because although they believed in Christ and even confessed Him with their mouths, as the Scripture says to do in Romans 10 verse 9, they were not born from above by the Holy Spirit, and they did not receive a new heart or resurrected soul. So, they were never transformed from within where it really matters. The result is that they have no real power to keep walking with Christ or to understand the Scriptures, so that over a relatively short period of time, they all fell away into sin and the world and false gospels and teachings that they so love in their natural hearts or souls. No, they had never received the new nature or resurrected soul in Jesus Christ, but they still have their old sinful nature with no real power to continue walking in the steps of Christ. They believed in their own minds or hearts, yes, but they were not saved by being born from above in the way that Scripture prescribes. For example, in John 1, where we read in verses 12 and 13, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Notice how that the true sons of God are those who, yes, did both receive and believe, but they did so because they were born of God, not because they willed or chose their own flesh or body to be saved, nor because any human beings, including themselves, willed or chose to be saved, but because God chose them to be saved. Hence, they were born of God. So, unless one had received or believed in Christ by the power of having been born of God by His choice and by His hand alone to be made a new creation from within, that person just received or believed by their own mind and so did not become saved. There is a receiving and believing then that comes from God in being saved, and there is a receiving and believing that comes from oneself and is not from being saved. As God declares in Matthew 22:14, He puts it this way, "For many are called, but few are chosen." That is, many have been called by hearing the word of God or gospel, and many have been called by believing or receiving Jesus with their own minds. But only a few have believed in and received Jesus Christ because they were truly born from above or born of God unto eternal salvation by His choosing alone. And we read more about what will happen to those who have believed in Christ by their own minds or hearts and not by having been truly born from above, with the result that they eventually fall away. And we read about that in Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 8. "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put Him to an open shame. For the earth which drinks in the rain that comes often upon it, and brings forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receives blessing from God. but that which bears thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Of course, if they were people who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, they could not possibly fall away, for the power of God would keep them. For it is the will of the Father that Christ lose none of them, but raise them all up on the last day, John 6, verse 39. But regardless, there are many who have believed with their own minds and power that are not saved, whose end is to be burned. They came very close to entering the kingdom of God, perhaps, but never really did enter in because they were misled to believe that they were saved when they were not. Woe unto you, shepherds! For the wrath of God has come upon you to the utmost. But now, returning to the point originally being made in this study, we should not follow our gut or heart, but we should follow what the Bible teaches, regardless of how our own gut or heart may feel about it. If we base things on our own gut or heart instead of Holy Scripture, we could never fully follow the true Christ, because there are many times that to follow the true Christ can go against our own heart or gut. As just one example out of the seemingly infinite number of examples that could be given, Holy Scripture forbids divorced Christians to remarry another unless their original spouse is physically dead. Instead, they are to remain single or be reconciled with one another, because God declares that they are one flesh, and what God has joined together in marriage, let no human being break it apart. And for all the details on that, you can click on and listen to the study, Divorce, the Big Lie. Nevertheless, most so-called Christians cannot accept not being able to remarry, so they do their best to twist Scripture their way of thinking in their way of thinking, or they just ignore it. Why? Because their gut or heart says that it is not right. It says to them, God would never want me to be alone for all these years until my ex dies. That is just not fair. And besides, the divorce wasn't my fault. And I had no idea that we would have so many problems together. There must be someone else who would be better for me. And the wife might say, my husband is just not kind to me, but abusive, and he just won't listen to me. There must be someone else who can better listen to me and be kind to me. Anyway, you've got the idea. Instead of never giving up and being willing to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to improve the marriage as God would have it, one or both chooses to rebel against God and divorce because of what their own gut or heart tells them to do, even though God teaches the exact opposite when he speaks of the Christian marriage in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 10 through 11, where he says, and unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, the Apostle Paul says. This is a command of the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. As another example of the overwhelming number of examples that could be given of so-called Christians following their gut rather than the Word of God, consider this one. To fully follow Christ in our thinking and teaching, we must believe that Christ only chose certain people to salvation from before the foundation of the world. And because he had chosen them, that is the reason why they became eternally saved and chose and believed in him. No one ever became saved because they, by themselves, chose or believed in Christ. No, we who have become truly saved did so, not because we did anything ourselves to become saved, such as believe, or because there was something better about us than anyone else to warrant our salvations. No, we became saved because God just simply chose us for his own purposes before the world even was created. As the scripture declares in Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10, "For by grace were we saved through faith." And that faith, not of ourselves. It was the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. But most people's hearts will not accept that teaching of election, even though God clearly teaches it in his word, and even if it has been clearly made to be understood in the best way possible. Why won't most accept it? Because their hearts or guts don't feel right about it for one reason or another. So they follow their gut instead of the Word of God, and they fall away from truth in their minds, and they change it to mean something other than what it is clearly taught in the Bible to make it more to their liking. And before long, after doing that with one thing after another in the Bible, they are soon worshiping and following a false Christ of their own creation. Or they have always been following a false Christ. This is how many churches and denominations have come to be. And people choose that church or denomination which they feel in their heart or gut is truer to it, instead of choosing based on careful study of the Word of God to follow it alone. The result being that they eventually fall away, like all the Christian churches have done in this day. And God's final judgment on this world began on them on May 21, 1988, because they have rejected his holy word in many different ways to follow and worship strange gods, strange doctrines and traditions created by the wicked gut or hearts of men. Likewise, even though the Holy Scriptures teach that those who remain in the Christian churches have been being given the mark of the beast, and that they are serving and worshiping a false Christ, and that to follow the true Christ, they must depart out from their churches and never return back to them. And even though the Holy Scriptures teach that the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, with salvation having come to an end forever, and that the Antichrist already came and has been ruling over their Christian church, and that the Great Tribulation already came, and that there will be no pre-trib or mid-tribulation rapture, or any other kind of rapture for that matter, until the last day. Nor will there be a 7-year great tribulation, nor will there be a 1,000 literal year reign of Christ on this earth. And the Holy Scriptures teach that the church age already ended on May 21, 1988. And we could go on and on. Yes, even though God's Word teaches these things, as well as many other things that those in the Christian churches have not been obeying or following, are we to think that just because they seem to be moral and kind people and go to church that they serve and worship the true Christ? Absolutely not. For they are only following what their guts and hearts tell them. They are not following the Word of God in many things that He is using in this day to separate the sheep from the goats, the wise virgins from the foolish virgins. And they are not following these things because God has been blinding them as His judgment against them to bundle them all in the Christian churches where the spiritual fires of God's wrath have been burning ever since God's final judgment on this world began on May 21, 1988 at the House of God, the corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches worldwide. Indeed, everyone in the Christian churches should have departed out from their various churches by the time of September 7th, 1994, when the latter rain began outside of all the churches during the Great Tribulation that already came, which was from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, to escape the spiritual famine already in the Christian churches, and then to ongoingly cry out for God's mercy outside of any church or denomination that they might be fed under true salvation before any possibility for salvation had come to an end, as it did when the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. But most did not depart out from their churches to follow the true Christ and Holy Spirit. Instead, they clung to their churches as if somehow they would be saved by their denomination or church. And by having continued to attend their churches or denominations, they have been worshiping a lie without even knowing it. And therefore, they are worshiping and serving the devil without knowing it, for he is the father of lies. Nevertheless, they are serving Satan by not submitting to all that Christ teaches in His Holy Scriptures, even though God has blinded them to it to bring His judgment against them. Woe to all of you who cannot let go of your denomination or church, for they cannot save you. And the true Christ and Holy Spirit is no longer there. By not being able to depart out to follow the true Christ and Holy Spirit who began departing out on May 21, 1988, you show that you are not following the true Christ, but some counterfeit Christ that is the idol or image of the beast that you believe in without knowing it. The true people of God are outside of all the Christian churches because they cannot buy, that is, receive your false gospels, teachings, signs, and wonders, nor the counterfeit Holy Spirit and Christ in your churches. Neither can God's true people sell, that is, declare in all the Christian churches that you repent from many of your false teachings and believe all God's teachings for these latter days of God's judgment upon you. Indeed, it is only God's true people who cannot buy or sell in the Christian churches today, because only they do not have the spiritual mark of the beast who is ruling in your congregations. But all you in the churches can buy or sell because it is you that have the mark of the beast. You continue to not repent from your false gospels, Christ's teachings, or your false signs and wonders, as if you are not under God's wrath. But you are under His wrath, and God has already spiritually destroyed the Christian churches with no more salvation possible. But He is yet to physically destroy them as well on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. which is relatively soon to come. So, recognize all this and depart out from all your denominations and churches, for they have all been given over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also called the man of sin, abomination of desolation, and the beast, the devil himself, because they are all under God's judgment and wrath. Well, let's just mention a couple more things about our verse 17 of our study in Revelation chapter 13. Once again, let me read that verse. And that no man might buy or sell, save, that is, except he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Notice that the last part of this verse says, except he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, to have the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name, is all the same thing. That is, to have all three, the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name, means the same thing as having any one of these three things by themselves. Namely, that the man who has either the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name means that he is ruled over, serves, and worships the beast, that is Satan. None of these are material or physical marks of any kind or physical numbers of any kind. But all three are invisible and spiritual things that simply identify a person as being ruled over, serving, and worshiping Satan. But if this is the case, why then are all three listed and not just one of them? You know why, if you've been listening to these studies regularly. Because the number three in the Bible can symbolize the purpose of God. And you can click on Bible number three to see that. Therefore, by listing all three in one verse, God is emphasizing that it is His very purpose that only those who are ruled over by, serve, and worship Satan, that is, only those who have the spiritual mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name, can buy or sell their false teachings, gospels, Christ's signs and wonders, or their false word of God for these latter days in the Christian churches. The true elect, on the other hand, who are now outside of all the churches, cannot buy or sell the truth for these days in the Christian churches. For the day of the Lord's wrath has come. And it all began at the house of God, the corporate Christian church, which includes all the Christian churches worldwide. Now, we will attempt to finish up on our last verse 18 of Revelation 13 in our next study. Until then, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shining upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.